guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming. It's so nice that you're here watching a thing that is made to listen to while you're doing something else.
So whatever else you'd like to do, we'll just wait.
Maybe take out some knitting, dishes to do. If you want to pretend you're driving, if it makes it a more enjoyable experience, go for it. That's great.
I can't see you guys. I'm just going to throw some gummy bears at you.
Oh, yeah. Throw those gummies. Yes.
All right. That's our show.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. For anybody who is listening to this, because some people will be listening to this at a later date, because what a phenomenon audio recording is. This is Definitely Dying. This is a live episode. It's our first live episode, so we're throwing candy. Yeah.
We do this in the recorded episodes as well, but I hit Madeline.
Yeah, and I complain about it. I say, stop it.
She does. She says. I'm going to keep doing it until you guys say stop it. Yay!
What a fun experience.
Yeah, what a crowd.
If anybody, just do me a favor. If you guys get bored at any point, just say, someone just shout gummy bears and we'll do that again.
Yeah.
Because that's for sure fun. Right. I know that that's fun.
It's definitely fun. Gummy Ben.
So this episode is going to come out around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So we thought that it would be fun to have an episode themed around love and sex and how both of those things are actually scary.
Super scary. in the literal death sense and then also I feel like I can't breathe. You're like sucking the life out of me kind of sense.
That's what you think love is?
I mean, I think that's scary. I think it's scary that someone would love me.
Ben. Guys, that's a, you know what? We're starting off how we always do. We're getting real.
Real, yeah. I'd be lying if I didn't say I thought it was a mistake. Don't love me.
That is, you're saying that to the world.
No, just to these people. We already decided this is not going to be heard by the people who listen in their cars driving places.
Right. So everybody, you know, has their different experiences with love and the dangers of it. So we wanted to kick off the show and give you guys an opportunity to play one of our very well-crafted, very well-thought-out quiz games. And this game is about love, and it's about death. So,
all right, so
that's fun.
Okay.
So can we get the first question of our quiz game? Okay. First, somebody raise your hand if you want to answer this question. Not fair to read it first and assume if you know the answer. Somebody. Okay. Great. Great. We have.
Got it.
Okay. So the question is, when someone experiences a breakup or the loss of a partner, stress hormones can trigger heart attack-like symptoms that can go away in a month or can kill you. Now, what is the name of this condition? We have A, broken heart syndrome, B, sad sickness, or C, Takotsubo. Do you have an answer? You can. I can get close to you.
I'm going to say A, broken heart syndrome.
That is. Wait, you have a friend who says something different.
I say it's C.
Oh.
You say it's C? Okay, what's your name?
Will.
What's your name?
Maggie.
Will and Maggie, you are both right. It was you!
That's right.
Takotsubo is actually, it's the Japanese term for broken heart syndrome, which is a real syndrome that was discovered in Japan in 1990, and it is this condition where when you experience great loss, you can, like the stress hormones in your heart make it constrict and look like you're having a heart attack. But this is a pretty fun fact. Takotsubo is the name of a Japanese octopus trap.
Yeah.
And that's apparently what your heart looks like when it is in this stressed condition.
Yeah,
I could show you. This is another.
Look at it.
So that's, I apologize for the low resolution. I'm bad at computers.
looks like a honey jar full of ketchup, am I right?
Yeah, look at that. That's a octopus trap.
That's an octopus
also
trap.
Though, how's that octopus? How come he can't get out of that pot? That doesn't look like a good
So that they won, right?
Good question.
Madeline, did they win?
Yeah,
so they
won.
Prizes,
oh,
right?
You guys get prizes.
Get prizes.
I didn't even remember to say. Now it's important. We need to explain.
Oh yeah.
We had these dope T-shirts.
Oh, right. We had the coolest T-shirts.
They had our logo on them. Uh-huh. We ordered them. They were supposed to come days ago. Mm-hmm. The company did us wrong.
No, the shirts all arrived with octopus traps on them.
So we got some replacement prizes that are the kinds of things we like.
Yeah. It's like if you were to say yourself, like, I can't get my hands on a T-shirt, what would the next thing you want be? Will. That would be a Burrell. Will!
Will!
Will.
Hey, are you going to throw it?
I'm going to toss Will.
Oh, cool.
And then, Maggie. Ready?
Maggie. You both get
nice.
And right. You know what? If you want to like tweet at us later, we could get you some T-shirts.
Yeah, we'll get you some T-shirts.
So, yeah. Dying. We'll get you some shirts to go with that Purell.
We got prizes galore.
Yeah, we got so many prizes.
Next question.
Okay, next question. Who wants to answer? I keep doing this badly. Who wants to answer? Broken heart syndrome is most common in which population? A, adolescent girls. B, men who live in secluded areas. Or C, postmenopausal women. Anybody got an answer for that? Who? If you don't, anybody want to guess? You're in the front, and then...
Vanessa.
Okay. Adolescent girls. I feel really good that you picked that, because that was my decoy answer. but the real answer is sadder. It's postmenopausal women.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
Maggie, it does suck.
Well, but I'm sorry, since you didn't get it right, all you win is this Nicorette chewing gum. I mean, I know you wanted that Purell, but instead you're going to have to quit smoking.
Nicorette, it's a prize. Oh,
there you go.
It's a bad throw, but a good prize.
Whoa. You son of a bitch.
You daughter of a bitch. Let's be careful with our gender language. Next question.
Oh, nice.
Okay, which of the following is not on Harvard Health's list of possible triggers for broken heart syndrome? A, a surprise party. B, a fierce argument. Or C, riding a roller coaster. Which one of these is not on Harvard Health's list of things that can trigger broken heart syndrome?
Raise your hand.
You raised your hand before. I know you, so I'm going to call you out by name. Do you want to answer this one? What do you think?
I'm going to go with riding a roller coaster.
Cece, that's right!
Yeah.
Nice. Yes!
All right, Cece, you win prescription-grade painkillers, right? These are three refills.
Ben, you can't do that.
What?
That's, I'm sure, somehow not legal.
What?
You can't give someone your prescription.
Okay, you win this this giant pill container for your elephant's daily tranquilizers.
Hey, that's useful. That's useful, but too big to throw, in my opinion. You could try.
Madeline's got all the rules. Now you know what it's like in the studio.
See? Too big to throw for the listeners at home. It didn't go far.
Madeline was right.
I just want to point out, Cece, your being correct means that a surprise party is on the list of things that can cause... broken heart syndrome. So if you're a postmenopausal woman and someone's throwing you a 65th birthday,
oh Jesus, oh,
it better
Jesus.
Not be a surprise. last
your heart
question.
Will break.
Oh yeah, do you have a comment?
I'm doing that in like a week.
Giving a surprise party to a postmenopausal.
No,
she'll have a heart attack.
Well, wait.
Oh my. Okay, what's your name? Liz, okay, if anybody, you heard it here first, Liz gave a lady a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah. So like, in general, like, tweet at us if you make anyone die.
February 18th. It's a surprise party?
Yes, it's
well, this is a podcast, so she'll know.
My
gosh.
Can we come? Is it in this area?
No, it's in Minnesota.
Huh. Maybe you should give her a gentle surprise.
Yeah.
Just be like,
gentle surprise. Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Last question. Which of the following celebrity deaths were speculated to be a result of broken heart syndrome? This is a sad question. John Hurt, Debbie Reynolds, or George Michael? Okay, do we have anybody who hasn't answered a question? Yes. B. Debbie Reynolds?
Yes,
your name. Susan. Nice. Susan, you're correct.
Yay!
You
win!
Susan!
So, Susan, you win universal disposable probe covers for your for the digital thermometer in your life.
Whoa, that's useful!
Yeah, that's pretty useful.
Yeah, recently...
Ready?
No, that's great. You don't have to clean your thermometer now. What time you'll save. That's great.
We got a few more prizes, and then let's crack open these painkillers and just see what happens. Who wants sanitizing germ block?
Anybody? Is that different than Purell?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
That's fun.
Anybody? Okay.
Yeah. Great. Sanitizing
nice.
Germ block.
Woo! We got another Purell. Who wants a Purell?
This is like Oprah, but sad.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah. You get garbage, and you get garbage, and you get garbage. We got Advils.
Ooh.
Who already has a headache from this show?
Who wants some Advils?
Do you need one, Madeline?
I mean, I don't need one, but I want one.
One last Purell, and then let's start the show.
Yeah.
I'll just put it on the ground here.
Great, great, great. A Purell on the ground.
Yeah.
And let's start the show. Do you, guys, we have such a great show. We have so many cool guests. I'm really excited about it. Should we bring out our first, two guests?
Yeah. They're a couple that has both appeared on this show already. In fact, they're the only couple that has both appeared as guests on Definitely Dying.
That's not true, but...
It's the only couple that's ever appeared as guests on...
Well, what about me and my husband?
You're not a guest. You host a show.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Also, didn't you just blow a surprise?
Yeah, we just blew a surprise party for Liz.
Without any further ado... Michael Cassidy and Deanna Russo.
Woo!
Guys! Where should we go?
Anywhere you want.
Do you want me?
Do you want a handheld?
It depends
on
whether you want to hold your mic in your hand, or I thought I wanted it in a stand, but I kind of like holding it.
Yeah, I like holding mine,
makes
too.
Makes me feel cool.
Thank you for giving me confidence.
We want to say, I'm going to use this little stand and... Be down
we
here.
Do we want to put the house lights down or do we want to keep, you know, we could keep
Let's
them
see
up.
These folks.
It's fun to chat. There's like a fun, intimate group.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty good. We were just dancing backstage.
We were.
And really? Having a good time.
You were just dancing?
To like what we were doing? Or to the music?
Yeah. That was the sad part. It was just you guys were talking and we were just kind of dancing
finding
like
a beat,
there was music.
And then I got a mini back rub. It was great.
From your husband or from a
no, that was
stranger.
The guy that
kind
gives
of fucked
us
up. A guy came
oh,
in.
Oh yeah, homeless Terry.
Yeah, Terry's got very strong hands.
Very strong hands from Vietnam.
It's great to be back.
Thank you for coming back. We
Deanna tried to talk me out of it, and I said, "No, we have to go."
He's like, "This is our date night."
This is kind of a date.
Can
for
I
us.
Say about the email? Because we sent you guys an email saying, "Like, do you guys want to do this?" And Deanna, you sent an immediate response, and you were like, "Hell yeah, we'll be there."
Yeah.
And then Mike, you followed up like 15 minutes later, being like,
"Well,
we'd love to do it. Just gotta check a couple things." Thanks.
We weren't together at the time, and she was excited, and I was excited too.
Yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
make it sound like I wasn't excited.
Okay, so the thing is, we share a calendar, and I looked at the calendar before I responded. I didn't know that there were some pending things in his calendar. It was guys, married life.
Is that common for married couples to share a calendar
when
that,
you have a child?
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Got it, right?
Yeah,
you know, somebody's always got to be home with that kid.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, it depends on your child rearing techniques.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Not always.
Good point.
They're good at night. You can leave at night the whole
That's
night.
Your kid is just at home right now.
We left the TV
herself.
On.
Just
so
home, exactly. Good example. Kids just home.
Oh, so your kid's being raised by my parents?
Yeah, your parents are on TV right now, raising our kid.
So like we mentioned earlier, this is going to be a love-themed Definitely Dying, which means obviously we're going to talk about relationship kind of stuff, but we got to do it through the Definitely Dying slant, which means it's going to be morbid.
Which is honestly like the best case scenario for
a successful
relationship
right.
is somebody dies.
Yeah, one of you's got to go. And
that's
then...
your dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, honey.
Is, well, just one of us dies, I guess. Yeah, okay. What if we both died at the same time?
That's the best outcome. Yeah, that was a question we
contemplated. Is like, so is if you were to die at the same time, would that be romantic? Would that be like sad, or would it just be
impractical?
Depends
on how old you are, maybe. I feel like if you're dying at, I mean, like when you're Romeo like 100, I feel like nothing's romantic, probably.
Right, right, yeah.
Sorry, is that
you're
weird?
Like shitting in a bag.
Yeah, you're
like
just like in a bed and going like
rolling you
I
around.
Love you, fuck.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know how that works. But I hope we find out together.
Hey.
Love prevailed. Do you see that true love?
Well, yeah.
When you're in
really
love,
true. You held
grab
hands.
Your yeah. fist and raise it like you have a boxing match. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Our hearts are strong.
Do you have the same opinion about that, Deanna? Or,
I mean, whatever my husband says goes.
Very good, dear. Very good.
Girl, very good.
Somebody did not march in recent weekends, it sounds like.
You mean for the... Never mind. Yeah.
So do you... So I feel like a thing that's, like interesting about, like, being with someone... Like, being married or just being with someone long enough to, like, see everything is, like, you get to be sick around each other a lot, like, oh, or yeah. like, you know, how, so how do both of you, how do you get sick? Like, what kind of sick people are you? Like, I am like whiny. I'm whiny as fuck. Like, I will get a little cough and then I'll be like, I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah.
Anything.
I
hope I don't get sick.
I would like to say, it's easier for me to talk about what kind of sick person you are, and then you can, if you want, because
yeah,
I was
going
to say, you Please. Hate, you. Michael's the kind of sick person that doesn't like to be taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So, like, I'll try to, like, do things for him, like, and I don't know, he, like, you're just like, no, because, like, I don't think you want to admit that, like, you're not, like, you can't do it on your own or something, but he's not a very good patient.
Wait, what are you saying? That, like, you bring me soup, and I'm like, I don't want to drink it. What do you mean? Like, I just don't like to admit that I'm sick. I'll definitely concede that. I hate admitting that I'm sick.
Like, yeah. I want to baby you, and you're
It takes
like,
me
fuck
days
you.
Into a sickness to go, like, I'm sick. And she's like, yeah, you've been sick since, like, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm guilty of that.
Was, Why do you do think we, that what is? Is
the,
that...
She sells her story, and then I say, like, okay, that's true.
Yeah.
And then I get to say my story.
Yeah.
That's why we brought you here, so you can confirm each other's
yeah.
story.
I feel like I don't, I mean, this is exactly to your point, but I feel like I don't get sick that much.
You don't.
So that's part of, maybe I have a little built-up pride about it, because every couple of years I'll get fucking sick, and it sucks. And it takes me, like, a little longer to fess up to just, like, all right, fine, I'm
it
sick.
It really puts you in a bad mood.
Yeah, of course. I mean, whatever.
It puts me in the worst mood, too. Maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
When I get sick, I'll go, like, 3 or 4 days, and I'll feel miserable, and then I'll sign up for Tinder because I'll want to find someone to take care of me, and then I'll get better, and I'll delete Tinder.
Is that why your Tinder profile picture is always just like a puffy red nose from like Kleenex blowing?
If you ever swiped right on a mid-sneeze, that was me.
Have you ever got a Tinder date when you were sick?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Sort of.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
do it?
Yeah.
What do you mean sort of?
Well, what happened was, like, I signed up for Tinder on a Monday, and I like, and we I don't know, I don't know the terminology. We swiped each other, and and so it was like Tuesday, and so I was like, all right, let's go out on Friday.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't well by Friday.
Yeah.
And so like we ended up just like having a lot of phone conversations while I was getting better. And nothing will ruin a first date like having discussed everything on the telephone already with someone that you kind of don't like that much.
Great to finally meet you. How's your diarrhea?
Yeah, exactly. Like we had never met and she like it was like that kind of thing where she was like I could bring you Imodium or whatever.
So then never she offered to bring you Imodium?
Things like that, yeah.
Wait. So let's examine what this podcast is doing for your dating life, because if you're like talking about all of your issues.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like is this turning off like larger groups of women?
I think it's also turning on a group of women.
Yeah.
You know all those sick freaks.
Don't sleep on those freaks, man. They're out there. They're here. They're probably all here.
I want someone to cough on.
Having nothing to do with germs, I'm looking for a sick freak. Point me to your sick freaks. Tinder.
Oh, I hope he has a rash.
Has nothing to do with the cold, baby. Has nothing to do with the cold.
That's my horny rash.
That's my, yeah.
It's a compliment.
That's right. If I give a girl a ring, it's worm. Oh!
Oh! Oh! And all the girls walk out of the audience.
What kind of sick person are you, Deanna?
Or Michael, do you want to tell us what kind of sick person Deanna is?
Okay.
That's fair.
Well, lately it's been the pregnant kind of sick, so...
I am with child.
She's with a child.
Round of applause, go on.
You can't see it under the table. He's in there. So that's a little different, because that's kind of basically a constant state of either being sick or almost sick or was just sick.
Yeah.
So right now we're just kind of in this zone of I don't... I feel like I ask you how you're doing too much, and it's annoying to you that I keep asking how you're doing.
No, that's not annoying. What's annoying is that, like, I just get tired of complaining, so I won't say anything, and then you'll be like, well, hey, it sounds like you had a great day, and I'm like, no. Like, I had an awful day. I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, so then I don't ask how your day is anymore, because I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be like a thing. But normally I would say, I don't know, you're pretty easy. You have a lot of sinus problems. Oh, this girl's got sinus problems, you guys. The humidifier is never quite the thing, and what about the filtered water? But then there's, and the face mask, and let's really? Do all of the stuff.
Wait, what's the face mask?
Doesn't work.
Yeah, what's the face mask?
This is something I do to Deanna in her sleep that I'm convinced is working, where I coat her face with honey and pebbles.
And that's why my complexion's been so pebbly.
I mean, look at that. Look at that face. Look at her finding her light in that moment. The podcast listeners can't appreciate how much that popped.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Yeah, you really do look beautiful.
But I don't know. We were just talking about this. I like having a pregnant wife is kind of a... I love it. I like there's always something to kind of run and get.
I ruined that bit.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to be, like, sweet and nice.
Oh, I know. I love it. You're very romantic. You tell me all the time.
And I crushed it, too, by the way. Yeah, totally impregnated a woman. It's just my raw pride. That's what it's about. No, I like having, like, I don't know. There's, like, and the thing about a pregnancy does seem to be that there is always something. Like, oh, I can run and get... It's also, I mean...
You like having errands?
It's about food.
That's true.
Part of it is about, like, well, it's not just about having errands, but there's a lot of times when, like, your spouse is sick, and you don't know what to do, and you kind of can't really do anything. Yeah. So that's the shittiest feeling, is the feeling of being helpless, and, like, especially if it's, like, a fever or some terrible thing where it's like, well, once they have their medicine, all you can do is just kind of listen to them suffer and give them... Make sure they drink water all day long.
Yeah, I hate that.
And it's the worst. Like, you don't feel like you can do anything. And that's the part of, like, pregnancy, too. I mean, pregnancy is included in that, where there's a lot of helpless times. But what's nice about the errand, or I need these foods, or I need Burger King right now. Let's go to Taco Bell right now. Whatever the thing is, lately it's Taco Bell, which is working out fantastically for me personally.
Nice.
Because generally, Deanna eats very healthy, and I am a sloth that lives in a garbage can.
Seeds is my diet. And,
yeah. So anyway, that's great. But it's also just like I can feel active and go and like, oh, great, I can do that. I can bring you this thing that'll at least make bring you happiness for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So it is kind of about having errands, but it's got to be a particular kind of
errand. Like a purpose. Or like whenever my husband Ben. Hello.
Hi,
Ben.
The other whenever Ben. He's sick, I want to do so much, and I end up just waking him up a bunch. Because it's like there's nothing you can do, and I end up just being like, hey, are you okay? Anything I can do? And and he'll go, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Because I've woken him up, and it's like not nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, beyond that, I feel like you're pretty good at being like... I mean, it's really just about the sinuses. There's a lot of congestion going on with Deanna.
Well, because little known fact, when you're pregnant, your body stores up 50% more blood in your body, and it can kind of manifest in different ways for different women. Like, I think I'm told that the reason why there were a lot of toothless women in the past is because their gums would just, like, pregnant women are famous for having bad teeth. because like their gums will bleed, and then you can't floss, and then
why can't you floss?
Sensitivity, because you just start bleeding. I'm very lucky; I don't have that problem.
Prove it, floss.
No, the baby's still in there.
Blood. what happens to me is all my blood is in my sinuses, so I just have constant bloody post-nasal drip, and that's why I'm constantly throwing up.
Oh, that's so. And are you throwing up blood?
Yeah, like bile, mucus? Bile, like, blood. Yeah, every time I blow my nose, it looks like I'm having a bloody nose.
Oh,
it's
man,
it's so shitty.
Yeah, it's
all my boogers
nasty.
Are red.
That's like something that other pregnant people experience, or that's
I guess so.
And that happens to other people too.
Are you sure you're not just carrying a devil?
Yeah. Are you the devil?
Yeah.
That's
weird. The blood spells things out in the Kleenex too. When she sneezes,
yeah.
Spells release me.
I got this one, Matt.
Okay.
Demon. Demon.
Release me.
Yeah. No. I think it's one of the lesser known symptoms to get nobody I know.
Yeah.
Nobody I know, and I know a lot of fucking moms and pregnant women,
totally.
And they can't commiserate, and I'm just like. Isn't there something you can do? Because it's not just the nausea; it's the sinuses. If we can, and they're like, and then my doctor's like, take a decongestant, but no more than 3 days, because it fucks with your blood pressure. And I'm like, well, so I'll take a decongestant, but that's not it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just want to like turn it off, and it's like it'll dry this up, but it doesn't stop this.
Ugh.
It's a real good time, guys.
What,
the miracle of life.
And so you're getting a bunch of blood in your Crunchwrap Supreme.
What are some of the other?
Oh, Madeline.
That's my order.
No.
That's my order.
Oh no.
Really?
People like to eat those.
I love
Jesus.
A Crunchwrap Supreme. I would eat it every day.
You're
what are
snotty,
some other
Gordita
things
Crunch?
That fall in that? Like, I feel like we just recently learned how much pooping goes on when you give birth. Like, what are some other things in that category?
Oh, let's talk about that. Yeah. So I labored, the first time I labored at a birth center where you are trying to avoid medicine. And so, like, because I was avoiding medicine and I was laboring for, like, 3 days, I could get up and do, and whatever. So I, like... I did have many bowel movements, but I was up and at 'em and like defecating on the toilet the whole time. So by the time I reached the point where like I need to transfer to a hospital because I need all the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out my baby was like stuck and she needed to be vacuumed out. So it's a really good thing.
Wait,
to transfer.
Vacuumed out? Is that technical?
Yeah.
That is technical, yes.
Is that like...
Well, and they have like a little vacuum device which broke 3 times on our baby.
What?
Wait.
I got a tight pussy.
Like, is that?
Woo, let's give it up.
That's true.
Wait, can't get a baby out of like, that thing. Forget
that
about it.
Getting a, like, I don't know how to say it exactly. Like, is that like a live abortion? Because like, isn't that what happens? Like they.
Yeah,
they
technically we aborted our living baby 3 times.
Well, but isn't that what happens? They like, there's a vacuum that they stick in there that sucks the thing.
No, it's like a little, it's like a suction device. How do we describe this?
I couldn't see.
Oh, this is on me to describe this?
You saw the whole thing.
You watched it?
I saw the whole thing.
You couldn't turn away.
So what I'm saying I had no more poop in me. So by the time I got to the hospital, I wasn't... I of all the things that happened in my labor, I wasn't the pooping
you
one.
The
you got all your poop done.
I wasn't the pooping one.
In the toilet.
Michael, you were the pooping one.
I was the pooping one. When you get it to a hospital, they go, which one of you is the pooping one? Okay, it'll be you, sir. Very good. And then they let you to your room.
And then she fills out the form.
Yeah. I made Deanna fill out all the paperwork. Here we go. Who wants to see some blood? Just joking. I don't know. I mean, the suction was not a big deal. I think it's pretty common, also, that they have these, like, devices that are like, oh, when there's a trouble getting the baby out, they have little help alongers. I call them.
Yeah,
how did that? Were you like freaking out? Like, was it how helpless or helpful did you feel at that point?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, 100% help. There's nothing that I can do. Like, I was helping the nurses' aides like hold. Like
you held my leg.
Yeah, I
and
did.
You were in my face, going like.
I was definitely coaching.
I guess
that's something. I suppose that's something.
No, you were like very empathetically pushing with me.
I mean, it was a very passionate time. I mean, I don't know how to describe this. This is so cliche, but it is nothing short of a miracle. It was. It's crazy to see like a baby come out of
a baby being sucked out of your wife's tight pussy
with this tight pussy opening. With multiple broken vacuum devices strewn about the ground.
So far
and
tonight,
pieces, gears, sprockets flying everywhere.
Madeline, you've ruined pussies and Taco Bell so far tonight.
Yeah, and sprockets. And sprockets. Now you can't enjoy Gears anymore.
I want to ruin one of your favorite things. I haven't decided what yet.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I just realized? Not to totally derail our pussy taco conversation.
Yeah.
I just realized that this is a Valentine's Day episode,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And Michael and I were married on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happy
I was
Valentine's
in attendance.
Day.
You
yeah.
were there.
This, so this is going to drop near Valentine's Day?
Yeah, near Valentine's
on Valentine's Day.
What, the Tuesday closest to Valentine's?
It's actually Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn.
On your anniversary.
On our anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, okay, great.
Should we play this game that we got lined up now?
Let's play this game.
Yeah. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, who among you has seen the show The Newlywed Game?
Yeah. Yeah,
nice. Great. Well, this is definitely dying, so we play The Newly Dead Game. So what we're going to do is play a game that's very similar to The Newlywed Game, but these questions are going to pertain to your spouse having recently died.
Ben made this game. I didn't make this game.
Man, you really threw him under there.
Now I'm going to ruin two of your things. we got a series of questions. But because this is the Newlywed Game, as you know, we need some competition for our couple, right? So, as Madeline pointed out earlier, in spoiler fashion, we actually have had two sets of couples that appeared on Definitely Dying. And so, playing against Michael and Deanna in The Newly Dead Game will be Madeline and her husband, Ben Green.
Yay!
Here.
So.
I didn't know you were going to make Ben do a thing.
Oh, yeah. I always make Ben do a thing.
Hey, Ben.
So.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
So
you're so rude tonight, Mal.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm a rude dude.
You said the thing about the devil baby. That was very rude.
Damn, Deanna, I like their vibe. We're fucked. We're gonna lose.
So what's gonna have to happen? You guys have all seen the show before. Is either the guys or the girls are gonna have to go off stage, and I will ask questions to the other two. Who would like to go first? Let's send the ladies off.
Oh, okay.
You want to go to the bathroom, Madeline? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. You guys unload those bladders.
Yeah.
Should we hold our ears and then you can come find us?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom?
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, come on, girls. Go to the bathroom. What's the big deal? Hold hands and walk to the bathroom together.
So, guys.
Hey. Good to see you.
You too.
Wait, are we?
It's a pleasure.
We're not like, we're competing or we're friends?
You're competing.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm going to
just joking.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm going to ask, I'll ask you guys three questions. You'll answer those. We'll bring the ladies back in and we'll see if your answers match with their answers. And if they do, you get a point.
That's great. Does this prove who loves each other more or?
Who deserves to stay together?
Yes.
I guess one couple has to break up tonight.
Yeah, one couple's got to break up tonight.
Yeah.
Deanna and I were planning on it anyway, so, one way or another, we'll figure it out. We'll negotiate.
Sounds good.
I mean, I'd be surprised if any couple survived this night, but we'll see. Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you three questions. You guys will answer. We'll bring the girls back out.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Which ones are yours? Okay. How long after you died before your spouse would start dating? Michael Cassidy.
Man, that's tough because you want it to be dependent on how old I am when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'll lowball it. I'm going to say 2 years.
2 years. Okay. Okay. Ben.
I think she's going to say a year and a half, but things will never be the same again. I hope.
Very romantic.
Wait, things are never going to be the same again, and she won't even wait 2 years?
Yeah.
Like 18 months?
I think the second part is just to comfort my
right.
Spirit.
Okay.
Like she
gotcha.
Moves on after 18 months with the caveat that it's like, well, what could I do?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, so we got a year and a half and 2 years. Nice. Okay. Question number two. My spouse would say the best way to die is blank. Ben Green.
The best way to die, I guess, of old age. That's okay. Not an especially.
I mean, that's a good answer. I mean, it's a. Yeah, I mean, that would be a good way to die.
I think she'd also say, yeah, very old and before me, probably.
Okay, very old and before you. Okay, Michael Cassidy.
While coming.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Good answer.
Let's see if she says it. Yeah, I might be right.
Can I hedge my bets and say that she also might say something like, while doing a silly improv show scene?
Oh, like she'd like, yeah, drop that's dead my, in front of an audience? Of
while attending improv the fart fans. Doctor?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the one. So are you hedging your bet, or are you going to go with, are you just going to pick your second answer?
No, I'm going with my first answer, but the second answer is so I look smart in case she says that.
Gotcha, okay. Great. Question number three. My spouse would want to be A, buried, B, cremated, or C, frozen. Somebody was disturbed by that question. I also, in this event, she's still alive. No, just kidding.
Is there an order for us to answer in?
Simultaneously.
1, 2, 3, B.
Cremated. What?
Yeah, we said the same thing,
cremated.
I think.
Cremated, okay.
Yeah, I know that one for a fact.
And we're certain that they wanted to be cremated, their ashes mixed together. Yeah. Into the same urn.
Mixed blend of.
Yeah. A mixed blend, and then each of us gets half or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I wanted to be buried, but now I'm getting cremated because of her.
Wait.
Really?
Yeah, that's.
Like you guys signed some papers?
Oh, yeah. I guess we both, yeah, we just decided, we haven't signed anything officially yet. But now everybody remembers that. So
yeah, yeah. So it's, yeah.
Is that true, though? She
made you agree.
What did she point out that made you go, like, yeah, being buried in a way?
Oh, I just want to be, get what
with
she
her?
Gets.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So do you want to be in the same urn?
Yeah, mixed.
Yeah.
I've said I wanted to be thrown into, like, the lake at Disneyland by where the castle is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For sure. Under the drawbridge?
Yeah.
I get it.
Is Madeline there?
We've had the same dream, haven't we?
Wait, is Madeline there too?
Yeah, both of us together.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's dressed like Cinderella, and, you know, there's like a.
The happiest place on earth.
There's definitely ashes at Disneyland. You know that place is covered in people's ashes that are like in their will. They're like, pour me on Mr. Toad.
No question.
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay, let's bring the girls back out.
All right.
Hey, girls.
Oh, all right. I thought you were
welcome
her.
Welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
That was fun, actually.
No, what, going to the bathroom?
Did you guys for real go to the bathroom?
You'll never know.
Details.
Okay. So the guys have answered these questions about you two, and now you'll answer on behalf of yourself.
Okay, great.
Okay. Madeline and Deanna.
I'm like legit nervous.
I know, me too. Yeah, sorry.
How long after your husband died before you would start dating?
Ben, that's such a sad question.
Really? Because I thought it was, that sounded like a new relationship to me. Deanna, you go first, then Madeline. Madeline's having like a panic attack about this question.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm hormonal, dude.
Do you not want to answer the question?
I'm going to start crying. Because like my knee-jerk funny, I'm on my UCB. My answer is like, that night. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If it was a cool guy, I would support it.
Yeah.
What about a cool girl?
Oh, nice.
You could do that right now.
Yeah. This is why I married you. I love you. But also, what's dating? Like, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, hooking up versus dating? Like, I feel like I would hook up before I'd want to, like, get entangled.
Oh, so you'd, like, You just like get it out of your system, but then you like wouldn't have a relationship.
I would be so overwhelmed with grief that I might do something reckless just to feel something different.
That's a good answer.
Oh yeah.
So what? So it's a short. It's a quick one.
Who would it be?
Regret it. You regret it terribly.
Tell me his name.
Yeah, I know.
What date have you planned?
What do you think?
So wait, what am I answering? What kind of answer am I giving?
You know, it could be like. It could be that like that day is the, you know, obviously a bit of an extreme answer, but yeah, it could be like a year, it could be like never, it could be, I mean, we all know you're lying if you say never, but
I would say within the year.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Madeline,
that was your not funny answer.
Definitely divorced.
Now who's the rude one?
Oh, it's always me. That's why it's so weird when you do it.
The reason I think I would try to date at all is because I feel like when we've had conversations about this, we've been like, you have like, please, if I die, don't spend the rest of your life alone, because like that's not a nice life. But I feel like it would take like. 4 to 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Is that
Ben?
But she's lying.
So. But also, how old are we? Because like, if Ben's like, if we're like 90,
no,
maybe
I mean,
I would find some retirement home man to like push me around in my wheelchair.
If you ask questions like that,
I probably won't live 5 more.
If you ask questions like that, then I have to give you the sad answer that you died today.
I think it would take a while because I think that would be maybe traumatic.
Huh,
I'd probably like try to go on a couple dates and then I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
When do you think you would try to go on a couple dates?
Like 2 years.
2 years. So Ben said 1.5 years for that reason. Michael said 2 years.
Yeah, I said 2 years and that I was lowballing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, this is just hooking up, though. What would you say for hooking up?
Men see no difference.
It's about hooking up. You had the same question that I did.
I was answering not like dating. Like I don't know if I could ever.
Well, what's hooking up? Are we talking about little smoochies?
Yeah, little smoochies.
Or, I mean, is he in my bed wearing my suits? Like, is that how this works?
Yeah. Deanna is saying she's
spreading my ashes on his chest.
If he wears your suits.
Right. Yeah. Michael sleeps in $5,000 suits every night.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next question, because it's not like this is going to get less sad as we continue to talk. Yeah. All right, question number two. This is for you guys. Okay. The best way to die is... How would you most likely to die?
I think, like, in my sleep, very old.
Okay. Deanna.
Also old, but laughing really hard.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a nice answer. That's less fearful.
Well, Madeline answered your same answer, didn't?
Yeah.
Yes. And then, Deanna, your answer was I would say, pretty close to Michael's, which was that you would die orgasming, which is... I mean, you don't want to laugh at the guy, but it's sort of a laughy kind of...
Orgasm is a certain kind of laugh.
Not with me.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, with somebody else.
Yeah, in 1 year.
This will be with the other guy that she sleeps with the night that I die.
Your funeral date.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give... I should have come up with a point system, shouldn't I? That would have made sense. I don't know if you guys hopefully.
Well, they're definitely
to the
winning.
I don't think of half the game usually. I think of the first half and then, yeah, that sounds fun. And then I assume Madeline's going to veto it. She doesn't. And then there's no second half of the game.
Wow.
So I don't have
really
points.
You're really throwing me under the bus now.
Oh, and I will continue to.
Do you have a funny answer to that question,
too? Do I have a funny answer?
How you would want to die?
Eating a quesadilla explosion salad at Chili's.
So you're the explosion in the quesadilla explosion?
Yeah, and for that I'd want to do it
soon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you're not going to be an old lady when you eat the quesadilla explosion.
No, I'll be loving life eating the quesadilla explosion salad. And then I'll die of a broken heart because I'll be so surprised it's so good.
when the plate is empty, you'll look down and have a broken heart.
Fair enough. Okay, last question. I would like to be A, buried, B, cremated, or C, frozen. Deanna Russo.
Burn me up and smoke me. Me too.
The points across the board. We're all getting cremated. Great. Now, we'll play the second half of the game, right? Because you guys know how this works. Now we send the guys away.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
And
bye.
Girls. Boys to the bathroom.
Good luck, honey.
Where do you want your ashes put, by the way?
Oh, in the quesadilla explosion. In the ocean or something.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to Disneyland. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah. I'd eat my loved one in a quesadilla explosion, I think.
Does anybody... I wonder if Disney has a thing about, like, you can't sprinkle ashes.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Because I'm sure a ton of people try to do that. Yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of people are like, I'm going to put you in Pirates of the Caribbean. And imagine having to be the person who like stops the ride and is like, ma'am, you cannot put your husband in Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyway.
No ho. Okay. So now we'll ask your questions. Okay. Question number one. Between the two of you, oh, these don't get any easier. Don't expect these to get easier.
Thank you.
Between the two of you, who would your spouse say will die first?
Oh, I know Ben would say he'll die first.
Yeah, Saint Michael will die first.
Because that's wishful thinking. Okay. Like, because I feel like both of us, like, because it's, I think everybody wants to be the one to die first, right?
I don't know.
Michael's just on borrowed time. Like, he's had so many health problems
He's just gonna go.
Yeah.
Yours is wishful thinking, and you actually believe your husband's going to die. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Question number two. My spouse would say the scariest way to die is.
Oh.
That's good.
I feel like I know this.
Well, Deanna, you go first while Madeline thinks.
I want to say drowning, but I don't know if I'm projecting.
That's a scary way to die.
It's terrifying.
Say drowning. That's a good one.
I think maybe being murdered by robots. I feel like we've had a conversation
I had this conversation with you guys as well. Okay, murdered by robots and drowning. Which, drowning would be a good way to murder a robot, right?
Oh, that's true. They would short circuit.
Yeah, I think they would.
Good tip.
Yeah. We're not just medical experts.
We're technological experts, yeah.
We tech geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. This is my favorite question. My spouse is most likely to die of these. We're not saying this is the way he's going to die.
Sure.
But of these three options, my spouse is most likely to die doing something A, heroic, B, stupid, or C, disgusting. And then we'll go around the room and you guys can answer as well.
Heroic.
Heroic. Hero.
I think he'll say stupid. Stupid?
Stupid and heroic.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, great. Sorry I pointed at you and said stupid.
That's accurate. Should we get the boys back?
Let's bring the... Guys, are you back there? All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
This part's scarier.
Get those gummies.
Okay.
Warm and gooey from my pocket.
Ben and Michael... Question number one. Who between you and your spouse will die first?
Definitely me.
Yeah, that's what I guessed.
Yeah.
But I guess because that's what I thought you would say.
Madeline.
Oh, sorry, I didn't. Sorry.
This is Ben's thing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
she's sorry, but she's going to do it again.
Me.
No, I can't help. I'm very bossy.
I'll definitely die
first. Did
you give
a number of years before you that I would die?
No.
Okay. It's all deaths are today. That's what we've decided.
Wait, if we say us, then we have to die right now?
Yeah, you have to die right now. No.
That is what's going to happen.
Great ratings.
Yeah.
Who
great.
Of the two of you. Man, this game is sad, huh?
Yeah, it's a real bummer.
Well, it's a show about dying, so yeah. It's great. No, I'll definitely die first, for sure.
Points for both of you.
Yay.
Yeah, well, great. Cool.
Yeah.
We're both very sick.
You can take yeah. them with you. I think it's yeah. understood that you can take these points with you after you die. Question number two. The scariest way to die is blank. Michael Cassidy.
While coming. for real, my scariest way to die is probably burning.
Burning. Ooh. Burning. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Ben Green.
Did you cheat by knowing my answer from our other episode of Definitely Dying?
Yeah.
Did I remember it correctly?
That it's by being tortured by somebody who knows all the ways to torture me worst.
I thought he was getting murdered by robots.
Wow. Murdered by robots. Yeah.
They
were both.
That's kind of the same. It was imaginative.
I think we'll give them both half points. Because I think they're similar to tortured by someone. I mean, a robot would probably know everything.
Yeah, a robot would know how to torture you.
And then you said burning, but her answer was drowning. I feel like those are categorical.
I was projecting.
Drowning, that sounds rough. Yeah, that'd be bad too.
Okay.
I want to get turned into a robot.
Oh, yeah.
You conflated those things.
I did.
How dare you?
Definitely divorced.
Drowning and burning are kind of opposites a little bit, I guess.
They really are.
Okay.
That's what makes us.
Last question.
You would feel so much of the burning alive, though. Sorry.
Last question, then we'll tally the scores. Okay. Which question was it? Oh, right. My spouse is most likely to die. Of these three, my spouse is most likely to die doing something A, heroic, B, stupid, C, disgusting.
This is how I would
You're
die?
You're gonna die, yeah.
Say that again?
Will you die doing, of these three possibilities, will you die doing something A, heroic, B, stupid, or C, disgusting? Ben Green.
I think it would be very sweet for you to say heroic. But I think you said stupid.
Okay, Michael Cassidy.
God, I don't know. I guess probably the stupid one is the thing to do, but maybe it's disgusting.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what are the stakes? Yeah, final answer. It's my final answer.
The correct answer, Ben Green... You will die doing something stupid.
Yay.
Michael Cassidy, you're going to die a hero.
Hey, guys. That's great.
I couldn't say that, though. I had to seem humble. Right. I knew that's what you said. I just couldn't say it. I couldn't say it. Whoops.
And I didn't keep score.
Honestly, we all lost because it's so sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
Everybody lost. I'm sure you guys got more points if we're doing points, for sure.
I don't know. I mean, I really didn't keep any today.
And we'll break up tonight because of it, and it's fine.
Well, we're all dying tonight, apparently.
Yeah, we're all dying tonight.
It's so humiliating that this couple thought that the husband was going to be heroic. He thought I was going to be stupid.
I thought that's what you would say.
Well, right.
And I am no hero.
Madeline said that she wanted to answer hero, but that you would never answer hero, which I think is true. I think it is a tough one. It's tough for anyone to say that they're going to die a hero. I mean, it's... there's no circumstances. Mm-hmm. It feels insane.
Yeah.
This game was stupid.
No, this was a great game.
Man, if there's just like a red really laser on your chest and I dove in front of a bullet right now as a hero, then it would all come true.
It would come true, yeah.
But nobody has a laser sight in here, I guess, so we can't do that.
Should we bring up our last guest of the night?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I'm so excited. We have Dr. Emily Morse of the awesome podcast Sex with Emily. I'm super intimidated because I think she's really cool. She's going to tell us all the scary ways that sex can kill us. So, Emily, you are an expert on sex, yeah?
Sex and relationships, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Sounds like it.
How scary do you think sex is?
I don't really think that sex is that scary. I mean, I think You mean the actual act of sex? I mean, of course, like STDs, you know. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
STDs. Not worth it. Not worth it. Here.
I think that is scary. Always wear condoms. Very important.
Yeah.
But I don't think sex is that scary, no. But I'm an optimist. I was listening to your podcast. I'm like, I never think about dying. Like, should I think about dying more? You know, I don't know. I don't.
I guess like it makes sense that someone who like hosts a podcast about something fun like sex wouldn't think about dying.
Oh my God, like it's so fun. Sex is great. But for the show, you're like, I did find some like kind of. I actually found funny ones because you guys have, but people have died in some kind of hilarious. Kind of frightening at the end ways.
Do tell us.
Yeah, so you know, like the common ways. Okay, so when I did my research, because I get asked a lot of questions about sex and not this one, like how do you die? How can you die during sex?
People are more trying to like enjoy their lives.
What'd you say? They're what?
People are like more trying to enjoy their lives and they ask you questions like that.
But the thing is usually it's like cardiac arrest, and typically it's a lot of men can die, you know, having sex, like during orgasm. And you found that there was like there was like a pope, there was like a vice president.
A pope died during sex?
A pope, like Pope VII, John Paul VII or something. A vice president and like someone else who I don't know.
It's common with Viagra patients because they have poor circulation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hmm.
So there's my story. Well, okay, so I'll skip to that. There was a guy in Mexico who was like his friends. No, sorry, he was in Russia, and his friends bet him $4,300 that if he could have sex for if he could have sex for 12 hours straight, that he would win this money. So he chugged a bottle of Viagra.
Yikes.
And he died.
Oh, whoa. No.
I know. So it can't.
How much
do that.
Was in this for this
like
guy?
A bottle.
Whoa.
$4,300.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Dude, and he died.
Sting died. That's crazy.
Because I guess he went for 12 hours and then he died. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. But then, but here's the thing. So seriously, the cardiac arrest. So men can't, a lot of men do that die. Typically it's from having sex with their partners, I found, but also other people's partners. So men having affairs, former Vice President Rockefeller died in 1979. He died. Having sex with the secretary. There's all these stories of like history of like having sex because like the thrill and the tension, all that's like a lot higher. So
I feel like you hear orgasm. Like the stories about like an oil tycoon like dying in like bed with his hooker, and then the hooker like you know is like running through like the hotel naked, screaming. And
exactly.
Then,
I'm sorry, what?
In history of all these powerful men who's like died, like they think they're you know coming.
Do you think
like,
it has
Doyle?
Do you think it has anything to do with guilt? Do you think it has anything to do with guilt?
No, I think it's because the tension and the thrill and the excitement of having sex with someone that's not your partner. And then you're like, oh my God, and then your heart rate's up, you're having an orgasm and a good time until you're not.
And then their wives find out at the same time that their husband died and is having an affair.
Right.
So it's like, how do you feel?
Right, exactly.
Whoa. Like sad, probably sad for two, like sad asshole. For two different reasons.
Yeah. Broken heart syndrome.
That night. Yeah. That night you're out there dating, you're swiping on
you're
right,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna kill someone else by giving them an orgasm.
Right, exactly. See what I can take down. So that's sad.
Yeah.
There was the man who used a cucumber. He was as a sex toy with his partner. You can use your imagination, but he actually left it. Interestingly, he was using it as a sex toy. And he left it in her mouth.
He left it in her mouth?
And then all of a sudden he was doing something with the cucumber in her mouth, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh man, there's a piece of meat. He smells something on fire. He's like, I forgot I had some meat on the stove.
What?
And then he ran to get the meat, and I guess she choked on the cucumber.
Wait!
Yeah.
What?
The cops came.
What happened to the meat?
I don't know. He probably ate it. He was like, that sucks. So there's that.
She forgot to get the cucumber out of her mouth.
She's probably restrained. Authorities don't know why she didn't remove the cucumber from her mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Because apparently she's probably tied up. I'm thinking.
She might have been tied up.
Because you think she'd be like.
So she was like gagged with a cucumber, and then he like
gagged
went to check the grill.
Is that a sexy thing to do?
Is it sexy?
Put a cucumber in your mouth?
No.
I think
but
she was
maybe
just
he was
eating.
Resting at that. Maybe she was hungry.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Good for your pores.
Found some very interesting things.
You did.
Yeah.
Has anybody? Did you find anything about people dying having like normal, boring sex?
Yeah, a lot. To be honest, I mean, a lot of people. Typically, it is like cardiac arrest because your heart gives out because of an intense orgasm. So I kind of think that if I thought about it here, like, how would I like to die?
Yeah.
Sex wouldn't be so bad. You're having a good time. You hope.
Yeah.
I'd like to be having sex that was so boring that my heart stopped. Like, it was just like, I forgot I was alive.
Your heart's just like, why bother?
Oh, there was another. another guy who died because this woman's breasts were so large they smothered him.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Whoa.
Every dude's dream.
There's
that's our dream, man. Oh, yes.
My hands are uncontrollably raising the roof.
Right, right.
They're raising the big fat titties that are going to suffocate
He got suffocated by a couple of huge titties.
Yeah, she's great breasts. I'm so psyched to go out there tonight, and then he's dead.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how...
Those titties are killing.
Do you have any... Like, I wonder when she realized he was dead.
Yeah.
Right? Why?
She was like...
She was probably having a good old time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Death rattle.
There wasn't a lot on it. It was a little paragraph.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there was
that's
lots
a good one.
That's
yeah. Lucky man.
I keep my job serious. I wanted to do well for your podcast here.
You really did.
Do you have any tips for like not dying during
exercise?
Sex?
Yeah. No, oh, yeah. Really. Like if you, well, they said, that, and there was another study that came out that said if you don't exercise very often and then you have like really intense sex, you could die from that because you're not in shape. So I would say the more in shape you are, you know,
yeah.
Then you could probably like keep going. You know,
why
does a lot of rounds?
Like people, like I feel like, I mean, not anymore, but back when the government was good, right. They were like are always trying to get people in shape. I feel like if they were like get in shape so you can have sex without dying,
right? Anything that would be incentivized so by sex, I think that people would, yeah, they'd work out. And yeah. Like, you can't have sex anymore.
I think if they just said get in shape so that you can have sex, it would be good enough.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean,
often prevented me.
It's true though. Point. A lot of men like have like or women have erectile dysfunction or can't have orgasms, and typically if you work out, you're likely to enjoy sex.
I think we have our new T-shirt for your podcast.
Yeah.
Get in shape so you can enjoy sex.
Yeah.
Get in shape for sex season.
Get in shape for sex, right, yeah. Exactly. Do your Kegel exercises. Yeah.
Does anybody in, just before we wrap up, does anybody in the audience have any questions for Emily about sex and death?
Yeah. Anything? Anybody going through something that they want to share?
Anybody ever smothered a man with their titties out here?
Nobody doesn't scare anybody. It's like 0.6 of all sudden deaths come from a sex incident.
0.6?
0.6 is
that's
a lot.
That's kind of a lot.
We got a question.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
Will.
Okay, yeah, that's let you, here, let's get you.
That is a lot.
Okay, shout good. It. What is it?
And then we'll say your name out loud.
Your sex expertness.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I probably.
Oh. Right. I feel like the question.
So many of these, yeah. And Rockefeller, they never reported that he had sex having. They never. It's rumored. So, but
yeah.
Like no one's. I think people kind of keep that on the down low. But perhaps a lot of guys have an affair. So all these stories of all these men was like their secretaries, their you know their mistress, their perhaps that's how he died. I don't know. I really haven't thought about it.
100%. I bet it is how he died. Any other questions? Anybody else have other speculations about how people might have died during sex?
Or I don't know. Somebody's got like a dick problem or something.
Yeah. Anybody?
No. You can ask me any sex question. Anybody,
yeah. You can ask any. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a
health-related question.
Yeah. It can be health-related. Yeah. Anything.
Here's a question that we toss around in this podcast about various different subjects. Yeah. Is sex gross or cool?
Oh, yeah.
That's something we always like. We find most things gross, and then other people are like,
but
they're
I think
cool.
There's parts of sex that are like, sex is, I mean, I think that's the beauty of it, though. Like, sex is like dirty and messy and smelly, and there's all these things that come out of your body and into your body.
Yeah. Like,
and you could say it's gross. Or it's, but I think that that's part of the beauty of sex.
But like, okay, let's say that you could go inside and watch it happening. You know, like you're inside. In the
like
vagina.
Inner space?
Yeah, like
inner
like space.
Tiny
yeah.
And
yeah, you're
you...
tiny and you go in there and you like look at it happening.
Uh-huh.
It's probably gross, right?
Are you offering us this possibility?
that's the grand prize tonight.
I was going to say, who wants other people to watch sex? But like, that's porn. Hi.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
So.
Would it look gross in there? All the stuff that's going on? Like, do we like it because we're on the outside and we don't see what's happening?
I mean, I don't know. What one man's
I don't
gross
like it.
Is another, like. Woman's, I guess, to be equal here.
Yeah.
You know, pleasure. I don't know.
Okay.
There's not a lot of light. You know what I mean? It's pretty dark in there, so I can't imagine you'd really see a whole
you'd have,
lot.
Like, lights, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are we putting LEDs on our tips? Like, what are we doing?
No, you bring a lantern.
Wait,
our
here's another,
tips.
Here's a health tip, though. Women, you can die from a latex allergy. This is actually.
Oh.
So most condoms are made of latex, and so a lot of women have allergies from latex condoms, which, again, most condoms are latex. So if you ever have, like, that itching, burning sensation, or you sense that you have any allergy to latex, it's great to use an alternative. And I love skin condoms. I just, everyone I've told, S-K-Y-N is the name. They sound like everyone.
And what are they
like,
made out
like
of?
They're like so soft and they don't break.
Human skin.
And I love it.
What are they?
What are they
like
made
not
of?
A condom.
They're polyisoprene, actually, which is like some made up thing that the.
So they're vegan. Like, there's not, they're like, some sheepskin
no,
or something.
Right. No, right. No, it's not sheepskin. No, got those it, are bad, too. It's polyisoprene. Yeah. It's just, like, non-latex condoms. But they actually, even if you don't know if you have latex allergy, if you are exposed to latex, the more you're exposed to it, you can actually develop one. So if you're having lots of sex with latex condoms. I'm just saying, just get non-latex condoms.
Pro tip.
Condoms.
That's
yes.
great.
That's
pro
a
tip.
Great
tip. I was just reading about
die.
I was just reading about this today, that now, because now we can print skin.
Print skin?
You can print human skin, yeah.
Whoa.
And it can have, like, your DNA in it, so it can fuse to, you know, for burn victims or whatever.
Wow.
But they were talking about it in this same article. They mentioned, like, oh, this is, like, a new possibility for condoms because now you can have, like, a skin condom.
Whoa. That's terrifying.
But now you can, like, 3D print. You know, you can fucking do that shit for everything now.
I can never get my printer to work, and if it's like printing skin.
Yeah, but the Wi-Fi's down, and I couldn't get my condom to print.
Like, oh my God.
Geek Squad.
Office Depot, like, no.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Would you want to, like, leave us with anything, like, any tips for just, like, just sex and health? Like,
sex and health. You guys, okay, so masturbation, I'm telling you, for men and for, I often don't have to remind men, but for women, like, masturbation is the best way to know your body, what feels good. So, like, the more you masturbate, the more sex you're going to want to have, and it's super healthy. And also, communication is a lubrication. The more you talk about sex and with your partner and understand sex, the better sex you'll have. And then finally, like, lubrication is a lubrication. you can never have too much lube. I'm telling you, lube, even if you're like, oh, but I'm already wet. Or, I don't need it. Guys are like, oh, she's offended that she needed lube. No, it's just a little few drops that make sex better all the time.
That is great.
Guys, I have samples for everybody.
So guys, put that Purell to good use.
Next time, don't put Purell. No Purell.
No.
Just don't buy the stuff
like
the drugstore.
Like coconut oil.
Either. Don't buy KY.
Do it.
If you can't understand the ingredients on the lube, don't buy it.
What's a good lube?
I love Joe Lube. I have a website, sexwithemily.com. We have a store, and I only sell stuff on there that I actually have tried and that I like. And I like, it's also System Joe. For women, water-based lube is great. They have an agape line.
Oh, cool. Agape.
Whoa.
It's water-based.
That's great.
Yeah. Sure. Over the question, do you mind if I...
Oh, yeah, please.
Please.
Yeah.
Do you have a good vibrator?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, I love vibrator. I'm a huge sex toy fan. For what? For yourself or for couples? Either. Okay. G-spot, clitoris. God, this is so hard. I love the WeVibe Touch. It's a great clitoral vibrator, and it's great for intercourse. So couple show, Valentine's Day, you can hold it in your hand, and it's like kind of shaped like a pebble, and it's waterproof, and it gives you amazing orgasms, and like eight different, my mom's in the audience, by the way, hi mom. Eight different levels of vibrations. That's a great one. Oh, couples for your Valentine's Day show, the sink, it's also made by WeVibe. You can wear it, it's a wearable vibrator. So you wear it, it's like a C shape, and you put it inside you, and you can actually hit your G spot and your clitoris, and the vibrations feel good on his penis if you're in a head. Or women can use it too.
Party time.
The womanizer, womanizer, terrible name. I call it the clit whisper. It's like a 60-second orgasm in 6 seconds. It's like amazing. Pleasure or technology indirectly.
Like 60 seconds, that's what you're saying?
If you wanted to have an orgasm in 60 seconds for women, it's nice. Like it indirect. It's like kind of mimics oral sex.
Nice.
Who's ever wanted that? I have. And then they made this vibrator that's amazing.
What does it look like?
It's called
like?
The womanizer. It kind of looks like, if you can imagine this, a sexy ear thermometer, which is not sexy at all, but it's got this thing. It's got this little, and it has this little suction on it, but it's like a light kissing of your clitoris. It's like indirect stimulation. Whoa. Yeah, it's called the Womanizer. These are all on my website. So
that's awesome.
I have like my favorite toys on there.
Remind us, say your website again,
Emily, sexwithemily.com.
Awesome.
And my podcast is Sex with Emily.
Cool. Great podcast. You guys got to check
that
out.
You guys got to listen to it. It's awesome.
It's very enjoyable, and you also can learn things, unlike in our podcast.
Yeah, which is sometimes enjoyable, and you can't learn anything.
Our podcast is basically a 60-minute disclaimer to not listen to our podcast. hers is the real deal.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you to Deanna. Yeah.
and Mike and Ben and Emily, and thank you. You guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming out and for listening to the podcast the regular way. Like, we have to imagine that you didn't just roll off the street like homeless people, that you probably listened to the podcast before, and we appreciate you for it. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. And thanks to Zig, who usually records in our studio, but he's up in the booth right now.
Round of applause for Zig.
Hey, Zig. Have a good night, you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Gummy bears.
This has been Definitely Dying. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Definitely Dying.
Until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.